copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
My name is Tina. I'm from Munich, Germany. I'm working as a freelancer. I'm a theologian and journalist and author and speaker and do whatever God wants me to do. I'm almost 35. My birthday is in 2 weeks, June 7th.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. My address is on the internet, so I love getting postcards. Just write. Yeah, even packages will be fun. Whatever you want. Well, and I am single. Always. When I was 18, I had the guy on my hand, and that was nice, but we only were holding hands and that's it. So that's all my experience in partnership. Never had a husband, a man, nothing yet. And that's sometimes really sad. So, but it was never a problem. I was a Christian. I decided to be with the Lord when I was like 17, 18. And I thought, okay, I go and study theology. Couldn't find a husband. Then I worked in Christian missions, couldn't find a husband. So this is 15, 20 years now. Something went wrong, that's my feeling, but well. If I have to introduce myself, it would be like that. Tina, mid-30, believing, single, and very happy. That is the cover of my book, which is really funny that I was writing that. 2 years ago, I was preaching in a German church, and afterwards, it was a sermon on singleness, how to be single and how to live. And afterwards, there were two people from a publishing house, and they were like, could you please write a book? And I was like, okay, funny. Because I always said, well, the whole single issue is not an issue for me. It's just my life. I'm happy. So if there will be a husband, it's fine. If not, it's fine too. So, God, what are you doing? And now since 2 years, I'm doing stuff like that. So this is actually, for me, pretty funny. And this is my book. Einzelstück is a German word. It means kind of unique copy. I couldn't find a real nice sounding English word. Yeah, so my core message for myself and for you is, if you're single, live the life God gives you. And if you're married, live the life God gives you. And my relationship status does not rule my life. God does. And I do. It's always a lot about attitude. Everything in life is about attitude. And so that's what I'm telling actually myself and every single person. Single person, single lady, single man in the world, that you have to be, yeah. If you want to be happy, just be it. So if we start, let's look on what is a single. There is not only one single. I am a classical single, I call it. Never had a boyfriend, well, almost, but not really. Never was married. Never did the whole kissing thing. I don't know about that. That's a classical single. Who of you is classical single in that definition? Not so many, okay. So, and then there is, I call it single again. Divorced, separated, broken up, widows. Is there anybody like that? Okay, thank you for sharing that. And then there's a whole other group, single parents, single mom or dad. And every kind of life is very different with his or her own challenges. I think it's very different if you experience a relationship or not. I feel sometimes very blessed that I did not experience that yet because I don't know what I am missing. You know, a lot of people tell me, well, if you had the whole package, it's really hard to not have it anymore. I guess those of you who are single again can agree a bit. So I discovered there's a lot of challenges for singles, right? A lot of challenges. Honestly, I talk to Avi a lot, and congresses like that, events like that, is not like, even church is not the easiest place for singles. Sometimes I think life is not the easiest place for singles. My book is in German, unfortunately, but I wrote a lot about my life being single with my family. My older brother is married to a girl that is younger than me, and all that experiences around. I'm still single. So when I got my book and this title, Einzelstück, this is a very, is that an English word, ambivalent? Is it? It's a very ambivalent title, because Einzelstück is either a very unique copy, something very special, positive thing, or it could be in German something like Stocklot, remnant, something like a leftover. You understand? Yeah, so it's both. And I gave that title because I was like, hey, I'm a single lady and I'm a very unique copy. I'm perfect, it's great. And then there were people, no, Einzelstück, that is like, I'm a leftover person. And I thought, yeah, that's exactly my feeling as a single girl in that world. Sometimes it is like, I'm perfect, unique copy, everything's fine. Yeah, I can go on holidays whenever I want. I can go to the cinema. I don't have to get a babysitter and discuss with my husband what we are going to watch. But on the other side, I so often feel as leftover. When my brother got married, there was a thing in the church where his wife came from. The bridal couple went in the church first, and then there was her parents, arm in arm, you know, and then my parents hand in hand, and then I came. You know, that was such a painful, I'm a leftover person moment. And I want to ask you, and I want to ask you to discuss that, like, take first a minute and think about for yourself, and then discuss in small groups, two or three people. What is your feeling most of the time as a single? Is it more, I'm a leftover person, remnant, stock lot, I don't know what is a perfect word in English, or is it most of the time, well, I'm a unique person, if there's a husband, a wife or not, it's perfect? Or in what times is it the one or the other feeling? You know, the moment in the church at my brother's wedding, I discovered that was a really hard, I'm a leftover person moment. But there's a lot of other moments. And I want you to just think in your life, maybe even here with these 800 people, most of them, I guess, are happily married. What is your most feeling? Okay, just take 1 minute on your own and then talk to each other and share. And that is, let me tell you that. I will talk about that later, but the main feeling that singles have is big shame. No, just let us sit in the back row. I don't want to go to those singles stuff events. That's always weird. Feels not good. And you know what I hear most of the time from singles? I thought I'm the only person in the world that feels like I do. And I thought, hey, let's talk. So please take that room here. Yeah, I found out that the hard point being single starts with most people at like 35 or 40. That's the point where they think, okay, something's wrong. I missed something everybody else already checked, right? And I always hope that we just start thinking about that earlier, because when you're at that point with like 40, it's just too hard. And a lot of people, honestly, they die at that point and they get buried with 35, no, 75 or 85. That's hard, but that's my experience with people, unfortunately. Yeah. I want to just keep going a bit, because there's not only challenges for singles, but always challenges with singles. I have a lot of pastors, well, most of pastors are married since they are like 20, 25. They just don't know how it is being single with 35 or 45. Their life reality is just different than mine is. And then there's pastors, and then I as a single lady come and say, could you please do something for singles as well? And they're like, what else should I do? Men, women, children, families, old people, young people, children, youth, and all singles as well. They just can't often. So most churches are just overstrained. And then, honestly, singles are just not the most easy and low maintenance audience. I will have a workshop day next Saturday. We were planning with like 80 or 100 people. 2 days ago we had 12 registrations. Because singles mostly are people like, there's nothing for people like me in the whole church. No event. On European Leadership Forum, nothing is for singles. And then there is something, and they're not going. You know? That's quite funny, but that's the way it works, unfortunately. And I'm like, so what? And then even in church or everywhere, there are those happy families that hurts myself. So in the church, when a family invites me for Sunday supper, a lot of single ladies that want to have children and don't have, they're just so sad to see that happy family and those kids. And I guess with men it's quite similar. So if I tell families, please invite singles, I'm always like, but be careful. You know, it's just not so easy. And the result for me as a single is I'm just feeling somehow really wrong. Something is missing. Something is not good. There is a lack. Have you ever heard that I'm a half couple or a half person? Something like that. And we feel that shame. That's the most bad emotion singles have, is shame. And shame is always, something's wrong with me. Something is really wrong with me. But you know what? There's a big promise God gave to each of us. If you want, just flip. If you have a Bible, do you have Bibles with you? Flip to John 10, verse 10. This is a verse I discovered. And this is Jesus saying, you can actually read here if you want. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Life to the fullest is a promise God gives us. And that is not, if you're wondering, this is not depending on my relationship status. I so often tell singles, hey, you have life to the fullest, and they are like, no, I'm missing everything. And you know what I'm doing in those situations? I guess you have a bank balance, right? And if we had 2 hours more today, I would do that with you. You have a debit and a credit. And have you ever thought about your life? What's your debit and what's your credit when you think about life to the fullest? I have a big credit. My husband's still missing. cute little children still missing, and that's hard. I'm sad about that. Sometimes I'm just crying. I have a 4-year-old godchild. I love her lots. I love to be with her. And sometimes I gave her back to her mom with a big tear in my eye, and I'm like, why is not my girl? But there's also days where I say, okay, Catherine, that's your girl. We had a great night without sleep. You know, there's also a big debit in my life. There's nobody that takes my sleep. There's nobody. Mommy, you know? And being honest about debit and credit in my life is very helpful. A lot of us singles is just like, I have only credit. Husband missing, children missing. Where and with whom is my future missing? A lot of credit. And yes, we need times to be just sad about that and cry and maybe get counseling or therapy or whatever. But there's also a lot of debit, life to the fullest, in Jesus' words. And then John 10, this is a whole passage where Jesus is talking about the shepherd and the sheep. And he says, it's verse 7, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the shepherd. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have life to the fullest. Did you see that? The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. This is pretty devastating, right? God, on the one hand, says there's life to the fullest. All those I'm a unique copy moments. But then, in the same context I'm reading, there are thieves. In my book, I have 8 thieves that I'm portraying a bit. Loneliness, feelings, emotions, sexuality. I love talking about sexuality because only I'm not married, I'm not a non-sexual person. I'm a woman with everything. So we need to talk about that. And I call those robbers and thieves Grinches. I know the movie The Grinch, and I'm not sure if that's the right word in English, but let's call them Grinches. And I think I saw Evie's post on Facebook. You were thinking about Grinches on Saturday night, right? So what is the thieves of your single life? Did you talk about that? What is missing?
Yeah. We did, didn't we? It's too far away already.
Well, I want to encourage you to think about that. What is the thief and the robber in your single life? What are your bad moments? Because if you get to know those thieves and robbers, you have a chance to say, get out of my life. So I want to tell you what is the most common robber and thief in single life. Why is that not working? Yes, I know, but I want it here bigger. Well, okay. Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Time is right. What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna learn to deal with fear? Don't you wanna take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? Choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
You can listen to that song, Nickelback, What Are You Waiting For? I was really happy to find that little movie, because that is the thing, what we do. We are waiting. I know so many of my friends who are nurses, because with 18 they were thinking, well, I want to be a doctor, but I'm going to be married with like 25, so I'm not going to do the whole medicine thing. I'll just be a nurse. So now they are 35 or 40 and a nurse, and they originally wanted to be a doctor. And they are still waiting. Hard waiting. Another thing is, we compare ourselves to others. Have you ever done that? My best friend, she's married and she has so beautiful children and a great husband, and I don't. It's hard. Comparing is always hard. And a very hard thing is always, we are doubting and asking God, do you really think this is all well? Three, like almost the top three Grinches in my life and in most singles' life. And the thing is, how can we fight those Grinches, robbers, thieves? The first thing is, what do you think? How can we kick those things out of our life?
Embrace it. Mm-hmm. Being single and it's not death row or disease, uncurable. Mm-hmm. It is just state of blessing being. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing. And that's exactly what needs to happen in my own heart, right? I had a very deep crisis, not on my singleness, that was another issue, but there were all those brothers and sisters coming up to me. You know, Tina, everything that happens brings you closer to the Lord and stuff like that. Romans 8:28. And they were like, just shut your mouth. You know, imagine there's a couple, I have a lot of friends who are married who don't have children yet. They are waiting too. And that's such a hard waiting, wait for children. So I just go there, you know, it's not a problem. If you don't have children, just go to Uganda in an orphanage. There's a lot of children and you can be mom and dad for like hundreds. It's a good idea, huh? Have you ever heard that as a single? Well, Tina, it's not too bad to be a single. You can do a lot of stuff in church. Do Sunday school. There you have even children and stuff. You know, that's what's happening. We are so not central with each other sometimes. And I discovered if I want to fight those Grinches, Do you know Viktor Frankl? He's an Austrian Holocaust survivor. I love him. He's dead for years, but I love him. He said so wise things. That is a quote. Life is never made unbearable by circumstances, but only by lack of meaning and purpose. And our greatest freedom is the freedom to choose our attitude. I told you in the beginning, it's all about attitude. And self-pity is a really easy attitude. I know so many people, not only singles, but a lot of singles too. It's just so hard, you know? And everybody, yeah, it's so hard. You will be taken care of and everything is fine. Self-pity is a very easy way of life. But that's not an attitude that really helps to fight those Grinches. The thing you need to do is you need to want to fight those Grinches. If you don't want, it won't work. So what is not only waiting, but live your life. If you're married, do what God wants you to do. If you're single, do what God wants you to do. If you're dating, do the same. Just get the perspective right. I often call it waiting plus, because I know a lot of singles, even my age, they are like, hey, I'm 35. There is still potential that I meet my husband and everything's going smooth, you know? So waiting is okay. I'm still waiting too, but not only waiting. That brings you right into your own grave. And which is very helpful, just being honest. I told you about your bank balance, your life balance, kind of. What is your credit? What is your debit? Celebrate your debit and cry over your credit. Live your life and share your life. That's the more thing, loneliness for singles. You said that before, where others are just like, I have my husband and go to the cinema. That's easy. We just check it at the lunch or dinner. Oh yeah, let's go to the cinema. If you live on your own, you don't have that. You always have to make a phone call. So I'm a big fan of sharing life. Tomorrow, same time, I don't know if the same room, I do the workshop, community living. I share my life with two other girls. My best friend Esther, she's my age, and a single mom, 50 years old, with her two sons. And we love that. And by the way, that opens my mind. I know being a mom is great. Sometimes I think I want to be a mom. But I also know being a mom, there's times I'm really happy I'm not a mom. You know, credit, debit, it's very helpful if I share my life. And the other thing, and I find often it's the hardest, trust my Father in heaven. And that is something that needs to be inside of my heart again and again and again. And that's for me always the hardest fight. And honestly, it's very challenging in our churches. I'm very happy somebody told that church is a nice place for singles. Most of the time, I don't think church is the nicest place for singles. Because focus is on families, couples, marriage, children. And that is great because marriage is a great idea of God. And the teaching is all about marriage and couples and relationship between men and women. But, and that's the thing, I love Martin Luther, and we are celebrating Reformation, right? But Luther is the one who is, I call it, guilty of marriage is so much more worthy than anything else. Because he was a monk, he comes from celibacy, and he said, no, we need to get married to get over all those sexual immorality. And that's the heritage we are in our church. Because Paul says, I guess you all know that, I wish that all of you were as I am. What was Paul? So, but each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, one has another. Or, like King James, one after this manner, one after that. If people ask me, so Tina, why are you single? I often just quote Paul and say, one after that manner, one after that manner. So, but that's, it's from, like for me as a theologian, it's not so easy often because of that focus on marriage and children and couples. What is your experience in churches? Yeah. You can't imagine what people tell me, what they get to hear from mom or dad or whatever. It's so hard. And I so hope that we honestly start talking about that. Maybe not, we're like 20 people here right now. It might be a bit too many for some of you. But start talking about that. In Germany, we have a lot of, I think it's called self-help groups for non-alcoholics anymore and stuff like that, you know. I think churches are just self-help groups. We help each other in our faith, right? So why don't start a self-help group for singles?
I have one.
You have one?
Only one.
Perfect. That is great. Because I don't want that anybody thinks I'm the only person in the world that is sad about that status of life. Well, and the thing with trusting our Father in heaven, for me, it's not only in my singleness, it's one of the most difficult part in life. There is so much stuff where I think, oh my God. And there are so many single people who are like, when I am married, then God can do anything with me. But there is that verse in Romans where Paul says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. There's a headline in my Bible over this paragraph. It says, a living sacrifice. That's the big decision in my life. I want to be a living sacrifice. Honestly, I'm not always happy being that single lady standing here and doing single issue workshops. Doing that book is like, oh my God. Is that your will? And I have two options, right? I could say, I don't like that, God. Can we just leave that? But I decided, okay, it's not my first choice. But I'm a blessing to many people, somehow. So I want to be a living sacrifice. And if I get married someday, and maybe have a child that is disabled, could happen, right? I'm going to be a total different girl and a totally different testimony to this world. Right now, and I don't know how long this time will be, I'm that single lady that teaches others on singleness. And then not only teaches, but I just want to get people like as a kick. Go and check your attitude on life and ask God, what's my sacrifice? And some things in single life, yes, it's a sacrifice. not only the whole thing of sexuality. I decided to wait with sexual intercourse. I never did it, and I never will do it. Only with my husband, which is not there yet. So that's my sacrifice, kind of. There's a lot more. I have another quote of you from Viktor Frankl. The meaning of life is not what happens to us. It is what we do with that which happens to us. It is what we do with that which happens to us. I can always decide. I can always decide to be the self-pity Tina. I have no husband, I don't go anywhere. Or I can say, yeah, I don't have a husband, I go everywhere. And that's a decision. So I want to ask you this afternoon, what is your choice today? What will you change in your attitude? Or how can you help others to discover Jesus' promise of life to the fullest? Let's take another minute for on your own and then talk with two or three people, because I want us to talk to each other about all of that. It's so important, and it's so, just good. Okay? I'm unhappy to interrupt you again. Sorry for that. Did you know that it's not the purpose of our lives to get married and have children? It's a great purpose, but it's not the purpose. The purpose of our life is being a holy sacrifice for the glory of the Lord. As single, as mom, as dad, as widow, as sick person, as healthy person, whatever. That is the reason why we are living. And do you know what the world, in our church, in our society needs most? We don't only need those kicks I love to spend. I discovered the most we need is role models. Other people, and that is maybe the only reason why I stand here, being a role model and point out to the Lord. Life is good. Yes, I do miss a lot. One part is a husband and children. I always miss paradise, the place where I was meant to be, right? There's a lot I am missing, but there's a lot I am not missing. I don't know if you feel your singleness as kind of a sticker that sticks here and is ugly and just not nice. That's the feeling what many have. I'm part of a German-speaking network. It's called Solo & Co. And we have that sticker, Solo & Co. And I'm currently looking for some people who share supper with me. So please don't leave me alone tonight. It's my first night here. And then there's another button. It says in German, einfach komplett. It's in English, simply
complete.
I'm not a half person. God made me complete. So I would love to give those buttons to you, and I hope that you wear them. Not ashamed, but that's true. It's not good for me to be alone, not as a single person, but I'm still simply complete. I would love to pray with us. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, God, that you gave the fullness of life to us. I thank you that you are pouring out your blessing every day over us. Although there's a lot that is missing, there is fullness, and I thank you. I thank you for that time. I thank you for all my brothers and sisters who are here. I thank you that you are pouring life over us. And I ask you that you grant us everything we want to have. But the more everything that we need to trust you, I hope that we understand in our hearts that the most important thing is to be your child. Not to be husband or wife or mom or dad, but to be your child. And I ask you to plant that truth into our hearts and souls. And I thank you that at this place today, there's a room to talk about all of that. And I ask for your blessing for all the mentoring that I'm going to do. And I hope that we give up our shame and be proud children. You're proud children. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that we're simply complete because you made us perfectly as unique copies. Thank you, Lord. Amen.